The Utah GOP's decision to resume a lawsuit it had previously said it would drop against a state election law has aggravated some Republican lawmakers. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
The legislature passed Senate Bill 54 in 2014 as a compromise to preserve Utah's caucus convention system while providing an alternative path for candidates to get on the ballot through signature gathering. The Utah GOP has been in litigation over this bill since then, vowing to continue its appeal to the 10th Circuit Court, despite two previous losses. Republican Senator Kurt Bramble, who sponsored SB 54 and a companion bill this session to address runoff elections, says they've tried acting in good faith with the party.
We fulfilled our commitment to put forward a viable solution to plurality. That was based on a commitment from the GOP that if we did so, they would drop the lawsuit. They've apparently had a change of direction.
Republican Senator Todd Weiler supported SB 54 when it passed 3 years ago, but he opposes his party's current efforts to resume litigation. Weiler says it appears the GOP is bowing to pressure from party hardliners.
The party is doubling down on the grassroots leg. They have alienated the donors. They have alienated many of the elected officials, and they are in the process of alienating the general public. So I do think it's an unfortunate turn of events.
But Utah GOP Chairman James Evans downplayed the suit and says they're not trying to be adversarial.
It's okay if we differ on an issue. That doesn't mean that we're not united. And so oftentimes these stories have been pitched in that way that because we disagree on an issue that somehow we're not united as a party.
The party's central committee voted to resume its lawsuit, he says, on the condition they not incur any more attorney's fees, and they make clear they support state lawmakers in their efforts to preserve the caucus system. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.